The question is, could there possibly be a threshold between normal behaviour and autistic behaviour? Could it be that there is a leap, as it were, in severity between what we see in the normal population, what we see in the autistic population? All the evidence we have to date is that that isn't the case. It is simply a matter of degree. But beyond a certain point, your autistic symptomatology, which means essentially your difficulty in reading other people's social cues, your difficulty in communicating with other people, your problems in integrating with other people socially and reading other people's social cues, that reading their minds, if you like, that these become so severe that they become socially handicapping. So they become so severe that you're not able to play a normal role in society, and you may not care about that. You may actually feel very unhappy about it, and that's a sort of balance that we're trying to discover. How severe do these symptoms have to be before they become a problem for you?